Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is The Morning Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCameron today. You want to get in 215-592-9494, discussing a number of topics. Would any current Philadelphia athlete be on your top five list of the athletes of the last 25 years? Discussing that, the All-Star game, would you, after last night, the theater of the swing-off, should the swing-off replace extra innings? And obviously, we're discussing a lot about the Joe versus Jack competition. And I've made it my goal this week to try to turn John. I want to turn John into a supporter of Joe by the end of the week. What do you think my chances are, Rhea?
I would give your chances at about an 11%.
11%? Oh, wow, yeah. That's pretty high. I'll take it.
I thought it was pretty low.
John, the discussion continued through the break. We were talking about it in the bathroom, about Joe. And John, I think you're
coming
around a little bit.
Please, Buzz. We were talking about Joe in the bathroom.
Yes.
Coming around a little bit. What? I don't know.
You got to support. Like, what they did to Seltzer was wrong, man.
You got to support what you believe in. You got to support what you believe, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
I believe Joe is wrong to say he is a better athlete than Jack Fritz.
Okay.
But would you like some more audio of you guys getting ripped?
Oh, Buzz has some more audio. Please, Buzz.
Last thing. I'm sorry I have so much to say here. I'll shut up in a second. Last thing. There was some complaining from the morning show again about how fair the umpire was because the umpire thought Jack was going to win. There was no whispers of fairness when Joe DeCamerat, for his caddy, had the head golf pro for Riverwinds at Riverwinds. Nobody's talking about fairness there.
And Fritz had me.
Yes, and no offense.
You play Riverwinds just as much.
Vince at Riverwinds knows that course better than anybody.
Of course.
And
he knows the rules.
And he knows the rules. And he very, very, didn't happen to mention to us that in that final lie that Jack had that he could have moved the ball back. So you want to talk about fairness, shove it. You want to talk about high road, shove it. You lost, we won. You hitched yourself to the wrong guy. A loser. Loser, 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 loser in the morning show. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I support this message.
All right. Thank you. All right. Jack, you can stay neutral. I know you got to compete against the guy.
I support this message.
Yeah. Thank you.
Kind of sounds like they're coming after the whole show.
I didn't.
What a we and you guys
all
there.
What are you? No, I completely disagree. It is shady. Joe is trying to use every trick in the book.
I've dropped this down to 5%.
The truth and the rules.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
I'm not sure that one helped.
He got
us.
The golf pro to be his caddy.
Yeah.
You don't think that's cheating in any way? You
no,
don't
it's
think
gamesmanship.
That's shady.
It's gamesmanship. It's you know, trying to get an advantage.
And as you heard
Joe
in there, Jack mentioned Ike
athlete.
Plays there all the time.
Yeah.
Joe said he's a better athlete than Jack Fretz.
Uh-huh.
And now he's employing every trick and underhanded methodology in the book to try
by getting a caddy
to prove his point. You're telling me I should support this ruse?
It's not a ruse. I mean, he's trying to get an edge. Isn't that what the great athletes do? Isn't that what a competitor would do? Is to try to get, you know, any edge they can?
Mm-hmm.
You don't seem to respect it.
I don't respect that move. I mean, that is kind of underhanded, man.
Well, fair enough. But
Do you agree?
No, I don't. I think it was fine. I think it was fine.
Hold
Ike
on.
Was Jack's caddy.
You think that's even that you got Ike on the one hand. Now, Ike is
you
an incredible guy.
You think having that caddy is literally the reason that Jack melted down like a five-year-old?
I don't know. I think that caddy
took
probably
like nine or
knew
ten shots.
Yeah.
The caddy probably knew a ton and was very helpful to Joe's cause.
Yeah. He's not swinging the club for him. Joe's the guy who's got to hit the ball.
Very, very true. And Joe didn't do a very good job of it. What happened was Jack did such an incredibly poor job of it that he broke and short-circuited.
Yeah.
Like I've not seen before.
So
that was troubling.
So want to know from the audience, should John support Joe in the rest of this competition? 215-592-9494. Also our side topic today, who or what is funny with it being Will Ferrell's birthday. But one of the things that has obviously dominated conversation this week, the ESPN list the other day that came out. Now, scouts, executives, front office people, they ranked the quarterbacks in the NFL, ranked Jalen Hurts ninth. Now, I would say that's low. I personally, on my list, I'd have Jalen Hurts sixth. I would have him behind Patrick
it's
Mahomes.
It's insane to have him at nine.
Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, nine behind Herbert, behind
I'm
Goff.
I'm around four or five. But
is
no,
bad.
It's insane. And I made this point yesterday morning to Kay, and I'll reiterate it. Love to know the ages of the scouts and the executives and the coaches.
Yeah,
just curious.
And they actually just released the wide receiver rankings. I guess they're doing this for every position. They did the wide receivers today. A.J. Brown came in at fifth. For the wide receivers. But Jalen ranked at nine. And yesterday they were talking about this on FS1. Here was Danny Parkins talking about Jalen Hurts and whether he thought nine was a fair rank.
Yes, it is the ultimate team game. But the Eagles are a stacked team. Yeah. Is saying Jalen Hurts is the 10th best quarterback in football disrespectful? Like, if that is disrespectful, then I guess I'm a hater.
If you're saying he's in the top third, it sounds disrespectful.
Okay.
Of it's the guys you put ahead of him, too. But
and we'll listen, and we'll get to the mountain slash peak later in the show, but they are a stacked team. ESPN's doing this thing where they're ranking position groups and they're asking executives and scouts and all of that and top 10 at every group. The Eagles had two of the top six offensive tackles in the NFL. Yep. They had a top five interior offensive lineman and an honorable mention. Interior offensive lineman. They have a top 10 tight end. When the receiver list comes out, they'll have a top 10 receiver. They had the number one running back. They had the third ranked defensive tackle. They are a stacked team. And so what would I like to see from Jalen Hurts? I'd like him to throw the ball. I would like him to be asked to throw the ball. Because everybody remembers how last year started for the Eagles, right? Yep. They were 2-2 in their first four games. Mm-hmm. He threw 30 or more passes in all four of those games, averaged 33 pass attempts per game, and they went 2-2. They made a very public, we're going to rely on our offensive line and Saquon Barkley. They went 12-1 down the stretch, won the Super Bowl, and Saquon Barkley had one of the all-time great running back seasons ever when they pivoted away from asking their quarterback to throw the ball.
Moron.
Now I don't
flat out moron.
I don't think all that is fair. I think some of it is fair. Like some of what he said is true.
He wants him to throw the ball. Okay.
Right.
What the Kansas City Chiefs did in the Super Bowl was say, we're going to shut down Saquon Barkley and you, Jalen Hurts, have to beat us.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what he did.
He did. Mm-hmm. He did
so
it.
Clearly Danny Perkins, and I, who I've never heard of before today, literally didn't watch the Super Bowl.
No, he did it in the two biggest games. And that's why I think, you know, the overall point to say he has never done it is unfair because he did it in the two biggest games of the year.
But when the game plan dictates, he will throw the ball when the game plan and the game situation dictates, and he will do it with aplomb, and we will win world championships.
Well, and also, when are we going to accept that a quarterback doesn't have to throw the ball to be an elite quarterback? I feel like this just kind of old-fashioned thinking is still so prevalent with these guys who come out and make these lists. Like Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, like you can use your legs and still be a great quarterback. You don't have to solely throw the ball every single play. And also, the stack team comments just drive me insane. Because I have, so I do a show on Odyssey's BetMGM network, and our producer is from Chicago, and he'll always say, like, well, Jalen Hurts isn't good. He just has a stacked team around him, even after winning the Super Bowl. When did that narrative come out? When did we all decide, or not we, when did they all decide that the Eagles had a stacked roster? Was it, you know, when everyone was saying that without Jason Kelce, the O-line wasn't going to be as good? Was it saying with Kellen Moore, with a new OC every year, there was going to be, you know, a learning period with the offense? Was it when the defense was really bad the season just previous to this past one? Like, I just don't understand when all of a sudden we decided that the Eagles had a stacked team until they started winning and they won the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, he does have incredible talent around him.
That was not the overall narrative until the Eagles started winning.
Well,
right?
But they also like didn't have Saquon Barkley until this year.
No.
Like, they have great receivers. They have the best running back. They do have the best
offensive line. Jalen Hurts.
No, I don't think it takes away from him. Yeah. But I don't think it's like, I'll put it this way. I think 9 is too low, but I had him ranked 6. I don't think if you don't have him in the top 5, like, you're a hater when it comes to Jalen Hurts. Would you guys agree with that, or would you guys disagree?
Wait, you think if you don't have him in the top 5, you're a hater?
Yeah, I have him 6th. And I think that's totally fair for where
you're in a dislike. You're in the dislike phase.
No, I don't dislike him at all.
Who do you have before him?
I have Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels.
Why do you have Jaden Daniels?
Because if I'm taking quarterbacks to build my team around,
you're taking a quarterback that's been one season.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels is a better player than
Never seen CJ Stroud's rookie year?
No, I did, but Jaden Daniels, I think, is better than C.J. Stroud. I think the year Jaden Daniels had last year is better than the year C.J. Stroud had.
Everyone has the black book on him in his second year. You have to let this play out before we go and anoint Jaden Daniels. I think your list is wrong. I think you undervalue our guy, comparatively speaking. I think 6 is too low. I think that the guys you are valuing haven't succeeded in the postseason the way they should, to my standard. I think postseason games should be weighted more heavily than regular season games.
I don't disagree with that, but I do think when you look at, like, the Packers game, you look at the Rams game, I mean, Jalen wasn't incredible in those games. And, like, if Jalen Carter doesn't sack Matt Stafford, I think the conversation we're having this offseason about Jalen is a whole lot different.
I think Jalen incredible and no one notices. I think Jalen can be incredible when he gets them into the right play at the right time, every play at the line of scrimmage. When that offense, when that running game runs seamlessly because he's autoing it at the line of scrimmage, changing the direction of the play, changing the nature of the play, you know, like getting us right. Every single snap, that's part of his responsibility. And this year, those responsibilities were increased because he was now making every call, declaring the mic every play. He's setting the protections, which is what Jason Kelce used to do. So much went into what he did before, during, after every snap. We don't, like, he does it so effortlessly. And usually protecting the ball in a nearly flawless fashion, I think we undervalue how important it is and how how well he does these things.
Sure, and I think he's I think he's a really good quarterback. I have him sixth. I don't think that's disrespectful, but like I look at it, and I kind of think Jalen is kind of the opposite of Donovan McNabb. And I talked about this yesterday on the afternoon show, where Donovan had the great regular seasons, and I think Donovan McNabb is overall a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. Now, Donovan didn't play his best in the biggest games. That's what Jalen does have, is Jalen's played his best games in the biggest games. But, like, if you had to say who's the best quarterback in Eagles history...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you say Donovan or did you say Jalen?
Jalen.
Yeah.
How could you say Donovan when Jalen's already been to two Super Bowls and won one?
Because I think Donovan was overall the better player. Like, I know Jalen has won a Super Bowl.
What has he done that made him an overall better player?
Because I watched him play for 10 years and be, for at least five of those years, the third best quarterback in football
and
behind
in the
Tom
biggest
Brady
games,
and Peyton
what
Manning.
Happened? What
yeah,
happened
he didn't play his best in the biggest games.
Jalen's been in the Super Bowl twice, toe-to-toe with Mahomes.
Both.
And Super Bowl MVP the second
But that
one.
Doesn't make me think that Jalen is overall better than Donovan. I mean, Rhea, you know the pieces that Donovan played with in the early 2000s.
That.
He played with nothing. He had nothing on those teams.
In the biggest game, I literally, that was painful to watch. I was there in Jacksonville. It was painful. I'm sure, and so was John. But no, I think his overall record, he's just delivered. And up until now, up until this last year, I had always said Donovan was the best quarterback in Eagles history. But I think Jalen's about to pass him or has passed him.
I love Donovan McNabb. I caught Donovan McNabb's first touchdown pass at the link. I actually think the other day I recognized.
Is that Patriots game that you guys got
It wasn't the Patriots
in?
Game. We got whooped. Yeah. I think this was a game we won against the Washington
okay.
team. It took us a while to get started.
Yeah, you guys got off to a bad 1-3 that year.
Bad start. But we dug ourselves out. Donovan McNabb was a culture changer in Philadelphia. He and Andy Reid, and you know, it's really hard to separate the two. Donovan McNabb is just momentous, monumental. Everything that he gave us is so important. But Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts took us to a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts is the new face of the NFL. Jalen Hurts is changing the standard as well. He's won. He's above.
Don. And part of it is I am protective of McNabb because I do think, like, as growing up during that era,
James,
I think he's just
Rash, Todd Pinkston. I get
right.
it.
And I think he's incredibly underappreciated. Like, and especially now that the Eagles have won two Super Bowls, especially Nick Foles has won one, Jalen Hurts has won one. It bothers me that I think a lot of people look back now, and if you just hear and you didn't really watch the Eagles in that time frame, you'd think Donovan McNabb was a bum, the way people talk about him. And the worm balls and all this kind of stuff. Well, he was a great player for a long time here, and I still, like, even though Jalen has won and Jalen played his best in the biggest moment, I still think Donovan overall is a better quarterback.
I think you're wrong, but I don't think you're crazy. I don't think that's far off base. I think you could very clearly make that argument either way, that it's so close. Donovan had just such an awesome stretch of success, and he did change the way people perceived what you could do at the position. Jalen is man, but Jalen has won in that capacity. And Donovan, well, he's near and dear to my heart. I think that you're taking it a little far.
Okay.
A little too far. You're a little over.
I think you can appreciate what Donovan McNabb did while also admitting that Jalen Hurts is the better quarterback.
I don't think he is the better quarterback. I think he's had the bigger games and he's had the bigger moments. But if we're just asking who is the better player, the better overall player, I think Donovan is the better player.
You're going to go with the guy who threw up in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, I
and
watched
lost
him play
instead of the guy who went toe to toe with Mahomes 1 year and won Super Bowl MVP the next.
Yeah, I watched him play here for 10 years, and I think if we're looking at who was the better player and we take out those pieces around them, that I do think contextually matters. Yeah, I think Donovan was better.
How often do you hear that about Troy Aikman?
Not too often, but okay. I don't think people look at Troy Aikman as like when people bring up the best quarterbacks of all time, people don't bring up Troy Aikman.
The cast that he had around him was insanely stellar.
Right. But nobody
but I never hear, remember the cast he had around him.
But nobody brings up Troy Aikman in the same vein as like Joe Montana or Tom Brady or anything like that.
But
like,
the narrative isn't that he's a Hall of Famer, right, Troy Aikman?
I don't know if he is. I'd assume he probably is.
He's gotta be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he is.
Probably.
But his pretty amazing supporting cast he had.
Absolutely. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying, like, when I look at it and I watch both of these guys play every game of their career, I think Donovan's better. And we'll ask that as Twitter poll question of the day. Twitter poll question sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Who is the best Eagles quarterback this century, Donovan McNabb or Jalen Hurts, at WIP Morning Show on Twitter? And if you want to get on that, you are welcome to. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Manny in Overbrook. What's up, Manny?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
hey, Charles. A little disappointed in you, y'all.
Yeah? Why, Manny?
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you this. So suppose Jolly comes to you and goes, you know what? Tom Ritchie is a terrible athlete. I can beat him now and everything, and you and Jolly go after this competition.
Mm-hmm.
Would Joe support you or no? If the shoe was on the other foot, would Joe support you?
I'm not sure. I think maybe it would have to do with the way I approached the competition. Maybe it would have to do with the way I accepted or didn't accept it, or the way I responded, or, you know, whether I was receptive to the idea, positive or negative. I think a lot would go into that decision for Joe.
Oh, I think he'd support you. I think he'd throw his full support behind you.
Yeah.
Well, you can speculate all you want. Well, we don't know. Like, Jolly's not going to challenge me to an athletic competition.
That's an athletic competition I'd like to watch, by the way.
Pay for that one.
That would be incredible. What else you got, Maddie?
Hey, I got my funny person, too. But, hey, with TJ, I mean, CJ, since he left, what was the reason that they got rid of him? Because he was really productive in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Still have the reason why they got rid of him for a bag of shells.
There's a very simple reason.
Yeah, Manny, yeah. And we'll have some audio coming up in the 9 o'clock hour in regards to CJGJ. But I don't know.
In the keister.
Yeah, that's that's at least my perception of it.
Yeah,
is that, you know,
it's just a little much.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a reason why he's on a different team every year.
You need that guy. You need that spark, and sometimes maybe it could be a little much. That's my impression. And you can only take so much at a time.
John, I had a thought on this, and I don't know it to be true. It's literally my opinion. They had him here for 22. Got rid of him after that because they really, frankly, couldn't stand him then. They bring him back. Hold on one second. They bring him back last year. They win the Super Bowl, and they get rid of him. It's like they knew they needed it, used him for the year, got the Super Bowl, and said, we're not doing this anymore again. We're not doing it a second go round.
But it does, I think it's really important to note that they went back to that well.
100%.
And that it did yield very positive results.
Yes. Yeah.
He's exactly a part of why we won.
Yep.
Yeah. Manny, what do you have for somebody that's funny?
So I'm going to go, they want to say Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
Not yet.
No, but I love that answer.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Matty. Thanks,
awesome
man.
Awesome answer.
The Chappelle Show, like season two of the Chappelle Show, is one of the best seasons of TV you'll ever see. Like,
I love that answer, man.
Yeah, I mean that show. Like I, at this point, man, that's a long time ago. It's like 20 years ago.
I'll say,
but that
you're
show
right.
Was.
Oh man,
it was. Doesn't that make you feel old? But it was in it. Like at the time, there was nothing else like that. It was just hilarious. Some of those skits that he did. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
TK, I think you are a little crazy. So I heard a stat yesterday. Well, I saw it yesterday from Rich Eisen's show, and he said that in the last 5 years, Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback of those ranked above him in that poll that everybody's upset about. The only quarterback to have thrown for 10 and ran for 10 touchdowns in the postseason. So the idea that Donovan should be ranked above Jalen now is crazy, because we all know what Donovan did. He's behind him. Like, the whole point is to win a Super Bowl,
right? But Jeff, I don't agree with just boiling Donovan's career down to the guy was a choker. Like, the guy didn't come through in big games, and that negates everything that he did. Because I mean, he was a great quarterback here for like a decade.
Okay, well, Jalen hasn't played a decade yet, so at that end of 10 years with Jalen here, I'm pretty sure he's going to wipe away most of McNabb's Eagle records.
Yeah, we'll see, Jeff, and that's possible, but I'll say this in terms of Jalen, he's been the starter here for, 5 years? This is his fifth year in the league.
Yeah.
If Donovan had the people around him that Jalen has had in his first 5 years, I feel pretty damn confident in saying the Eagles would have won a Super Bowl in those years. Like 01, 02, 03, when his receivers are James Thrash and Todd Pinkston and Chad Lewis. I mean, that's a lot different than A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Saquon Barkley.
Was he not here for four straight NFC championships?
Yeah, he was here.
Went to one Super Bowl and lost.
And what does that speak to? The fact that he got to those championship games with that supporting cast around him?
You're dismissing their supporting cast. It was a pretty good team, dude.
Yeah,
one of the best teams of all time, except for this one this past year.
Yeah, but Jeff, I mean, those were, Jeff, come on. Those receivers stunk. They were awful. Yeah,
that was.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That was a major difference. I mean, the receiver quality. Holy cow.
I mean, you saw what he did the 1 year T.O. gets here.
100%.
Yeah. And no it was a completely different offense.
But he still threw up in the Super Bowl.
Exactly. See, that's the problem that I have.
But we can all agree, probably, it was Andy's fault. I mean, Andy, for not bringing in the receivers and for
a big part of it.
Throwing the ball. Andy did it in the Super Bowl with the Chiefs right there. They didn't run the ball. And they let the Eagles run all over them.
Well, it was part of it. And, you know, the defense didn't play well in those games either. I think there are a lot of factors that went into it.
And real quick, John, I'm totally on your side with this Joe and Jack thing.
In any
real world, when you look at the two of them after seeing them both play both of these sports, it's clear that Jack's a better athlete. A mental breakdown is what held him back from winning golf.
Yeah.
And I picture you, I don't watch the YouTube very much, so I'm always listening. I picture you side-eyeing Joe every time he talks this crap, as if you're Mean Gene Okerlund and he's like Randy Macho Man Savage. Like the look that Mean Gene used to give those guys when he was interviewing them, it's pure. This is WWE-esque, is what it is, and it's pure entertainment, and I love it. And I'm just rooting for Jack. That's all.
Well, there you go, Jeff.
Me too.
What do you got? Is funny?
Well, I was going to say Chappelle, but that guy took it, and he is probably the GOAT of the last 25 years. But as far as a movie actor, I got to go with Will Ferrell.
Well,
everything he does makes me laugh.
Yeah, that's the inspiration for the topic today, Jeff. And I would say, like Buzz had asked earlier when we introduced the side topic, who would be on like the Mount Rushmore of the last 25 years of comedy? Chappelle's got to be on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got to be on that list.
So do you actually think Liam Neeson is going to be funny? Like the whole Naked Gun thing?
No, I have no interest in that movie.
Oh, I do.
Frank Drebin doesn't feel like Liam Neeson to me. Like, Frank Drebin is hilarious. Leslie Nielsen was incredible.
But I don't think he had ever played a comedic role before he did that.
I don't think he did. I mean, that is amazing.
Because I think in some of these action movies, and, you know, obviously Liam Neeson has played a lot, he works in a little dry humor. He does. But I would always remember it was that Leslie Nielsen had been a dramatic actor.
Well, I got to make a confession. I've never seen the original Naked Gun movie.
Hilarious. Oh, so funny.
Really hilarious. Yeah. Leslie Nielsen, the dry humor. And that is something that I remember, too. Like, I hadn't seen the old stuff of Leslie Nielsen as a dramatic actor. But here he was, white hair. You know, he was, you know, advanced in age. Sort of burst onto the scene as this guy who was just like a, you know, funny, dim-witted, you know,
why can I not
detective.
Picture Leslie Nielsen? Like, I feel like I know what the guy looks
you
like.
You would. If you just Google his,
right.
His picture would come up.
But I'm trying, like, I know I've seen him before, but I'm having trouble picturing him right now.
I just, I was a huge fan then. I can't imagine being as big a fan now with Liam Neeson in this role. But I'm going to give it a try. I mean, I'm fascinated to see if he can pull it off.
There you go. Let's go to Casey in Pottstown. What's up, Casey?
Hey.
What's up, Casey?
Hello. How you doing?
Super.
Good, good, good. Hey, naturally, I'm calling about Jack and Joe.
Yeah.
And I want to just contribute that I don't believe Joe is a better athlete. There's no way he's a better athlete. So he has to seriously get into Jack's head. And now he does try
and
that.
And he did.
And he did, and he did it well.
Do you think that's honorable to crawl into someone's head in an athletic competition where you're trying to prove that you're the better athlete?
Well, that's his only chance to win.
That's part of it.
It's his only chance to win. He's not
the better athlete if you win that way?
Well, it's 1-1.
You're the better competitor, I would say.
Did Brandon Graham do it weekly? There was times he probably went up against people that were better than him, but he was in their head constantly. Hey, sometimes you have to play with their heads to get there.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it makes you a better athlete.
Well, that doesn't make it better, but here's 1-1. And personally, Jack had his number one sport the other day.
Yeah.
His number one, that he was the best pitcher from Westchester since John Matlack. But...
Well, it was pretty lopsided, that competition.
And he was fading at the end. Like I said the other time I called, if Joe had let that ball hit him, Jack admitted in just that sound bite you guys played a little while ago that his arm was dead.
Hmm.
That if he had hit that man, it might have become another mental competition.
Yeah.
But it didn't work like that.
No, Jack deserves credit for that one. Jack was able to come through.
But it was his number one sport. Now, who would... he's complained about the caddy, okay, and the baseball coach. Who was the catcher in that competition for Jack the other day?
That's some kid from Plymouth White Marsh.
I don't think so. I don't think the catcher was.
The catcher wasn't. The catcher was in Bloomsburg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's personal catcher?
Not his personal catcher, but a guy currently at Bloomsburg.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's a little bit of a fair. And I believe the umpire was Jack's neighbor. I heard both interviews. And that interview he had with
Jack's Spike neighbor?
Then, I don't know.
Well,
I think we would have known if it was Jack's neighbor.
I'm saying that to get in Jack's head, too.
Well,
but he
just makes stuff up.
He interviewed a whole lot different with Spike and Jack than he did with Mr. Perfect on the morning show.
Well, we might have to look into that, Casey. What do you have for something that's funny?
What's funny is this competition and the way everyone's reacting. I believe the way Spike reacted the other day when he shut off everybody's microphones and came at Rhea is disgusting.
Well, that...
There's no way I'm going to...
I didn't hear that. He shut off everybody's microphone.
Appreciate the call, Casey.
Wait, what? He's going after me repeatedly, which is fine, but I didn't know he shut off everybody's microphone. But, of course, this guy said a lot of nonsense in his call.
Uh-huh.
So, but, you know, Spike's come after me repeatedly, which I think is funny.
Yeah. I mean, Spike is certainly rallying behind his guy. And that's all I think we're asking.
I didn't run like a girl and jump into Jack's arms when he won at baseball. You've seen the video. It's like a little embarrassing, frankly.
It was, it was a little, I don't know. The way they flooded the mound to greet Jack was like, all right, boys.
They hadn't seen each other in years, and they were racing to each other with their arms outstretched.
A warm embrace.
Yes. It was touch and go as to whether Jack could do this thing. Like, remember, at that point
in time, that was embarrassment.
Meltdown, where I think everyone was sort of in doubt that Jack could function.
Well, I think it was a bad look for the afternoon show that they were like putting all these stipulations on the, oh, well, Jack needs a rest after a few pitches and stuff like that. Well, if Jack's that much better
afraid.
Than Joe,
they were
right,
afraid.
If he's that much better, as he should be, then he's just blow him away.
Well, Spike was getting annoyed at Jack for, it seemed like Joe was winning all the negotiations and Jack was just going along with whatever rules. That's why golf was 9 holes of match play and not 18. Favor Joe. That's why in baseball, Jack wasn't going to negotiate any rest periods for himself at all. So Spike had to come in and be his agent.
Well, that's the problem is Spike is negotiating all this instead of Jack.
Right. And if Jack is such a better athlete, though, none of this stuff should matter. Like, you should just be able to beat him in whatever.
Well, I guess that's why any Jack was being so laissez-faire about it, I guess. I mean, again, I think I'm really interested to see how it all plays out. It seems like people give Joe a chance in a game where, in tennis, you have to be like in really good shape.
But he's got
to
know how to
really
serve.
Quick.
Jack doesn't know how to hit a tennis ball.
Presumably, Joe's
going to
hire a tennis coach
to return anything that
you're
Jack hits your way.
You're assuming Jack can get it within the lines.
I'm positive Jack can get a tennis ball over a net.
John,
that
have
Joe
you ever played tennis?
The ball?
It's. I played it for years, and let me tell you, I could never.
I played
never,
it in gym class.
I could
all.
Never serve. I was a hell of a returner. I could return, couldn't serve, and I played.
Is there a rule against just like taking the ball and doing that to serve just to get it over? Because if I'm playing against Joe, all I want to do is get it over, and I don't think he can get it.
You
back.
You can't bounce
and
it. You have to get it in the specific square.
Yeah, you have to get it in one specific box
across the way. Yeah. I was a net kid. I was a ball boy at the Virginia Slims tournaments in Hershey. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Like pro tennis tournaments?
Until I stood up at the net because I got really excited. My cousins were in the stands. It was kind of a fiasco.
Do you stand in the middle of a match?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you got fired from being a ball boy?
I did.
Would you ever consider going back and being a ball man?
I could be a ball man for their competition. Yeah, I mean, I have the skills.
We got to stop right now. Clip that, Buzz. John just offered to be the ball man.
We got to make it happen
for this competition.
I don't know why
this
is such
needs
news.
To happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Can you imagine now? I need to go watch this live.
The serve
John
goes into the net
across,
yeah.
Because you got to do it like they actually do. You got to run
it's
really fast.
Very,
go squat down.
We need
like the full.
Business.
So we need John to be the ball boy. We need someone doing play by play, but like the way tennis play by play goes, where it's like really quiet, just kind of like
hushed
they're
and rushed. My cousins were also doing the ball boy thing. I was in the middle of a match at the net. My cousin, Doug, holds up the new Pro Keds shoes that it was the reward that all the kids were receiving for doing the ball boy thing.
Oh,
and he was done, so he got his new shoes. He's holding up these Pro Keds from the third row of where everyone's sitting. I got so excited. I stood up and I jogged back court. I ran off the court to go look and see if I could find where my Pro Keds were, because there's a little flap in the the thing behind a tennis court, the thing that hangs down to stop the ball.
You left the match?
I left the match. I just completely lost my mind.
Terrible ball boy.
I was in third grade. I was a 9-year-old kid.
Did you not get the shoes?
It was overload. I did get the shoes. Okay.
So you got what you wanted anyway.
I got the shoes, but I got a lot of embarrassment. She, the woman who was serving, netted it as I'm standing up. So then that became a whole big deal.
Awful.
It was my fault. Oh. I distracted her.
Well, you're going to have to get, you have a chance to redeem yourself.
I know.
From like 40 years ago next week.
I'm picturing John at the net trying to like heckle Joe while he's serving.
Well, now this is the best part is John being the ball man for this competition. 215-592-9494. One more hour left. You want to get in. Should John Ritchie put his full-fledged support behind Joe to camera? Welcome to get in on that. The All-Star Game, Kyle Schwarber. Would any current Philadelphia athlete be on your top five list over the last 25 years? And also, as we debated in this segment, Donovan McNabb, Jalen Hurts, which one do you think is the best quarterback in Eagles history? I think Donovan McNabb. Everybody disagrees with me. You want to get on that, you're welcome to. Tom Kelly and for Joe DeCameron. This is The Morning Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.